Good morning. I'm Mary Beth Marsden, and this is Know Your Health from LifeBridge Health, where each week we bring you important health information. This week, we're talking with Dr. Berin Ergun-Longmire, Chief of Pediatric Endocrinology at the Herman and Walter Samuelson Children's Hospital at Sinai. And we're here to talk about a really important issue, the risks of childhood obesity. Dr. Ergun-Longmire, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.
So I know you're seeing this a lot, and I'm sure the numbers are increasing. Childhood obesity has more than doubled in children and tripled in adolescents in the past 30 years in this country. Let's just talk about, from your point of view, what causes it.
One of the main contributing factors is our diet. The typical American diet contains high calorie food. And in addition to this, the lack of physical activity increases the childhood obesity.
Yeah, we're eating a lot of processed foods,
processed foods, a lot of additives in the food that we are buying, drinks. Our children, unfortunately, do not like to drink water, mostly juice, and giving juice to children starts during infancy. In addition to other beverages, sports drinks, and we can name it.
The list goes on.
I know it
exactly.
Does.
Can you talk about, we'll talk about long-term in a moment, but let's just talk about the immediate health effects of childhood obesity.
Immediate, the children are very conscious about how they look, and I would say that we do see children more depressed and upset, and they become less socialized. I think this is a major issue in their with their peers in school and in other activities. And it may prevent them going out playing sports or going out with being their friends.
Yeah, it's such an emotional issue.
Exactly.
Now let's talk about the long-term effects. And I know this becomes physical and medical in some cases.
Exactly. We started to see type 2 diabetes in children more and more. It was previously the overweight middle-aged person's condition. However, now, since last decade, the incidence of type 2 diabetes in children increased more than 30%. And this is attributed to increased incidence of childhood obesity.
Can you tell us in very simple terms how obesity leads to type 2 diabetes? Are we just bombarding our bodies with sugar?
Sure. What happens that whatever we eat, it turns to sugar in our body. How does it work? When we have the food in our body, the blood sugar starts to go up, and our pancreas produces insulin to normalize our blood sugar. If we are eating food high density in calorie, the amount of the insulin will be more than normal. After a while, that insulin level will stay in the blood, and despite we our blood sugars coming down. In the consequences of this high insulin blood, with the time, the body will not respond to insulin properly. Then high blood sugar and non-working insulin levels in the blood will cause type 2 diabetes.
All right, so how do you work with parents and how do you teach them to help their children?
I ask actually all family. This is for entire family, not the child. I think eating healthy and being active as a family is the cornerstone of preventing childhood obesity. I give them food advices, what food they should eat, how they can avoid other foods such as processed foods or drinks that they should avoid.
You must have some opinions, you know, just sort of in a global view or even just this country, what we can do as a nation to start preventing this.
As a nation, we have to start putting the food commercials and motivate children to be more active. We have to limit time for computer, TV time, and encourage the children and families and be out and more active.
Finally, I'm sure you've seen children who come in and see you and they're obese and maybe they may present as almost being type 2 diabetic, and then they've been successful at reducing their body weight. What is the change in the child after that?
They feel more confident about themselves. They feel happy, and they're just the way that how they carry themselves is a big difference, and it makes me happy, of course, to see them. You can see a healthy individual and happy, not only healthy, but also happy individual.
That must be very rewarding.
Thank
Dr. Ergun-Longmire, thank you so much for joining us. If you would like to make an appointment with a LifeBridge Health pediatric specialist near you, call 410-601-WELL, that's 410-601-WELL, or visit lifebridgehealth.org/children. I'm Mary Beth Marsden. Thanks for joining us. It's 10 o'clock.